A law firm has launched a major recruitment drive as it braces itself for a big rise in workload post-pandemic. Howes Percival, which has 6 offices across the UK, including 2 in this region, says it plans to create more than 30 new jobs as it gears itself for future growth as the economy bounces back. It's aiming to take on more qualified lawyers, fee earners and support staff in a range of specialisms across its offices in the East of England and the East Midlands, and says 19 new jobs are being launched in East Anglia, which is served by its offices in Norwich and Cambridge. This year, the firm says it has seen marked growth across several of its key legal sectors, with an incredibly busy start to the year for its corporate, commercial and banking team. It's completed 32 deals in the first quarter with a combined value of £263 million. Challenges created by the pandemic have also seen a rise in demand for legal advice on employment and regulatory work. It said while its strategic planning and commercial property teams are continuing to see heavy demand. Other growth areas include contested wills and probate and trust issues.
Moles are raiding the city as unseasonably wet summer weather encourages earthworms to reproduce like never before. According to Norfolk's self-styled lady mole catcher, Louise Chapman, it's been 10 years since she saw this many of the cheeky subterranean mammals popping up on people's lawns. And the reason behind the surge in numbers is simple. She explained, usually Norfolk is dry from May to July, but this year it rained constantly, which meant there was an abundance of earthworms and an abundance of the moles that feed on them.
A city street is to be paved with a specifically designed surface to end a long-running problem with trees on the roadside. For years, the roots of trees along Riverside Road have been causing damage to the pavement. The damage has left the surface uneven and in need of repair. But because the trees are in a conservation area, they can't be damaged or removed. So later this month, work will be carried out to repair the uneven surface, which council bosses are hopeful will also benefit the trees along the road. The works will see a resin surface laid, which allows water to seep through and reach the tree roots. But it will see the road closed to traffic in one direction for more than 5 weeks and is estimated to cost around £350,000.
Staff and students at NUA will be able to tuck into Tasty Treats as a not-for-profit social enterprise prepares to open a new cafe. The Feed, which helps adults facing employment barriers through work placements, raises funds through its cafes and has one in the Prince of Wales Road and at Beauthorpe's Kettle Foods Factory. And after announcing it is opening a cafe in the Waterloo Park Pavilion on November the 6th, the social enterprise is opening another one in St Andrew's House, a base for Norwich University of the Arts, at the end of next month. Lucy Parrish, Chief Executive Officer of The Feed, said, "We're delighted to partner with NUA. This venue, like all our others, will be somewhere where we can give people work experience as we support their pathway back into work after facing some real challenges." The Feed started 8 years ago and supports adults who are facing a multitude of issues, from mental health problems, moving on from drug and alcohol addiction, risk of homelessness, and adjusting to life after prison.
A desperate Norwich mum is facing a winter of medical seizures because she can't afford to heat her home. Kim Herbert, who's 25 and lives in the city centre, is the mother of 3 young children, with another on the way. "Stress and cold are both triggers for my epilepsy," she said. "My house is tiny and my bills are extortionate. I want to be able to give my children their own space and have money to do things other than just survive." Kim recently had to change her energy provider after being lumbered with a whopping £200 bill, despite her pleas that she hadn't used her heating. Kim had to use her family's savings to pay off the debt and can't afford to do it again. Since changing providers, Kim still has to pay £100 a month for her energy, leaving her unable to heat the house as often as she'd like. Kim and her daughter Lainey both suffer from seizures and need the house to be warm. Kim always makes sure her bills are paid and her children have nutritional food to eat, but she says she's often left with nothing for herself.
A new £11 million orthopaedic centre is set to be built at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. The Norfolk and Norwich Orthopaedic Centre will see the creation of two new operating theatres and a 21-bed ward, providing the Trust with a much-needed standalone elective surgical facility. The complex, which will result in the repurposing and relocation of the Aylsham Suite, will carry out around 2,500 orthopaedic cases a year for patients who need ankle, foot, hip, knee or shoulder operations. Subject to planning approval, groundworks are due to begin later this autumn, with plans to start treating the first patients in the new centre in the summer of 2022. The Trust has managed an increased demand for surgical care through the development of a new walk-in day procedure unit and a new paediatric theatre complex. But the COVID-19 pandemic had a huge impact on the number of patients waiting for routine and elective care. Tim Leary, Chief of Surgery, said, "This is an extremely exciting development, which will increase our elective bed base and reduce waiting times through a dedicated and specialised orthopaedic facility."
Sarah Lusher is now going to read you our second feature, written by Rowan Mantell. It's the real-life romance of a Norfolk girl and a German prisoner of war, which inspired a novelist, who then met the daughter of her characters.